Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're everywhere. Digital, FM, satellite, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Jacob, did you play this because I said I liked this song yesterday? Yes, no, maybe so. A girl can dream.
It's Matt's choice.
Matt Martinez. Thank you. Coming up in the sky, birds, planes, but where are the stars? A group is trying to use people around the world to measure light pollution. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Two suicide bombers set off explosives at a naval college in Pakistan today, killing 5 people and wounding 13. The explosions took place in a food delivery truck in the parking lot of the Naval War College in Lahore. The college trains senior naval officers from Pakistan and other countries. It's located in an upscale neighborhood, which is also home to the state governor's house and other government offices. A regional crisis is escalating in South America. Ecuador has cut off diplomatic relations with Colombia and amassed troops along its border. The move is in retaliation for Colombia sending troops inside Ecuador in a weekend raid that killed a senior member of the Colombian leftist guerrilla group, FARC. Here's NPR's South America correspondent, Julie McCarthy.
Calling into question Colombia's version of events, Ecuador has mobilized some 3,000 soldiers towards its border with Colombia. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has also ordered about 6,000 troops and tanks to the border region. Venezuela and Ecuador frequently criticize Colombia's military activities, which are subsidized with billions of dollars of U.S. military aid. Brazil called on Colombia to offer an explicit apology to Ecuador for the cross-border raid. Chile has offered to mediate. Colombia's police chief, meanwhile, said that documents found at the scene of the raided camp suggest Venezuela recently paid $300 million to the rebel group. Perhaps payment, he suggested, for the group's release of 6 high-profile hostages in recent weeks.
NPR's South America correspondent Julie McCarthy reporting. A Pentagon spokesman says a known Al-Qaeda terrorist was the target of a missile attack in southern Somalia yesterday. The Kenyan man is wanted by the FBI for questioning his alleged involvement in attacks on a hotel in Mombasa, Kenya, and on an Israeli airliner. At least 2 U.S. cruise missiles were fired from a submarine into the southern town of Dobli yesterday. Area residents say 3 civilians were wounded. Finally, German sports car maker Porsche wants a bigger piece of Volkswagen. A vote by Porsche's supervisory board has cleared the way for Porsche to take a majority stake in the car manufacturer and invest over $15 billion in VW. Porsche has been steadily rising its stake in Volkswagen for more than a year, and the company is now the biggest shareholder. A Porsche spokesman says it does not plan to merge the two companies. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., the news for domestic car makers isn't getting any better. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler all saw sales drop in February. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.